Hey there, little adventurers. Are you ready to get your feet wet?
Oh, I think I see some excited faces out there.
Today, we're going on a deep dive into a magical underwater world.
You bet. Through a story about twins, Noah and Naya.
It's their first time going snorkeling.
Their very first time. Imagine that.
And they're going to see all sorts of amazing underwater creatures.
Oh, this is going to be so much fun.
Now, even though this is a children's story,
it is.
Even grown-ups like me can learn a thing or two about the ocean and how to protect it from this deep dive.
Absolutely.
The story takes place on a tropical island.
Perfect for snorkeling.
With warm, sunny weather and a vibrant coral reef just waiting to be explored.
I wish I was there.
Me too. So picture this. Noah and Naya are getting ready to go snorkeling for the very first time.
I bet they're so excited.
They're putting on their masks and snorkels.
Don't forget the flippers.
And they're probably bouncing up and down with anticipation.
I know. I would be.
Can you imagine how awesome it would be to see the ocean up close for the first time?
It's like entering a whole new world.
Right. And when they finally get in the water, whoa.
What do they see?
They see colorful fish of every shape and size swimming all around them.
Like a rainbow underwater.
Some are long and skinny.
Some are round and puffy.
Some are stripy. Some are spotty.
So many colors. It's dazzling.
And they're all moving so gracefully through the water.
It's like they're dancing.
Then they spot something even more amazing.
Even more amazing? What could it be?
A giant green sea turtle.
Whoa.
It's swimming slowly by, almost as if it's checking out the twins.
Wow, sea turtles are so cool.
I know, right? They're like ancient mariners.
They've been swimming in the oceans for millions of years.
But it's longer than dinosaurs roamed the earth.
That's incredible. They're like living fossils.
And they played a really important role in the ocean ecosystem.
Oh, tell me more about that.
Well, for example, they help to keep the seagrass beds healthy by grazing on them.
Which is super important for all sorts of other marine life.
It's all connected, isn't it?
It sure is.
But then Noah and Naya noticed something that made their hearts sink.
Uh-oh. What happened?
The sea turtle had something tangled around his flipper.
What was it?
It was a piece of plastic.
Oh, no. That's terrible.
You know, like the kind we use for bags and bottles?
And it was hurting the sea turtle.
Yeah, it looked really uncomfortable, and the turtle was struggling to swim freely.
Poor sea turtle.
Luckily, Noah and Naya knew what to do.
They did.
They quickly called for their dad, who was a grown-up, and knew how to help.
Oh, that was a good idea.
He carefully removed the plastic from the sea turtle's flipper.
I bet that sea turtle was so grateful.
I'm sure it was. And as soon as it was free, it swam away happily back into the deep blue.
What a relief. But that plastic shouldn't have been in the ocean in the first place.
Right. It's a good reminder that even though we might not live right next to the ocean,
our actions can still have an impact on it.
That's why it's so important to reduce our plastic use.
Definitely.
Reuse what we can.
Like reusable water bottles and shopping bags.
And recycle whenever possible.
Every little bit helps.
But Noah and Naya's underwater adventure isn't over yet.
Oh, I can't wait to hear what happens next.
Let's take a quick break and then we'll dive back in to see what other amazing creatures they encounter.
Sounds good to me. All right, so Noah and Naya, they keep swimming along, and pretty soon they come across this, like, giant underwater garden.
An underwater garden.
Yeah, it's full of these colorful corals swaying back and forth in the current.
Ooh, corals. I've seen pictures of those. They're so pretty.
They are, and they come in all sorts of shapes and sizes.
They kind of look like plants.
Yeah, they do.
But they're actual animals, right?
That's right. They're these tiny animals called polyps, and they all live together in these big groups.
Huh, interesting.
And they build these amazing structures over time.
Like a whole underwater city made of coral.
Exactly. And you know what's even cooler?
What?
Some of these corals are actually home to other animals.
Really? Like what kind of animals?
Well, Noah and Naya, they saw this really funny little fish called a clownfish.
Oh, clownfish. I love those.
They're bright orange with white stripes, and they were darting in and out of this coral that looked like a big squishy flower.
Oh, was it playing hide and seek?
Maybe. But you know, clownfish actually live in those special corals. They're called anemones for protection.
Oh, so the coral keeps the clownfish safe.
Exactly. The anemone has these stinging tentacles that keep other fish away.
Like it's the clownfish's bodyguard.
Ah, yeah, you could say that. And you know, what's even cooler is that the clownfish actually helps the anemone too.
Oh, how so?
Well, it cleans it and brings it food.
It's like a win-win for both of them.
Exactly. It's called symbiosis.
Wow, that's amazing.
Right. But then as Noah and Naya are swimming along, they notice something kind of sad.
What's that?
Well, some of the corals weren't colorful and bright like the others.
Oh, no.
They were all pale and white.
What happened to them?
Those corals were bleached.
Bleached? What does that mean?
Well, it happens when the water gets too warm and the tiny plants that live inside the coral...
Oh yeah, the ones that give it its color.
Right, those ones. They get stressed and have to leave.
Oh, that's so sad.
It is. And without those tiny plants, the coral loses its color and becomes weak.
So if the water gets too warm, the coral can get sick.
That's right.
That's kind of like if we get a fever.
Yeah, it's a sign that something's not quite right.
So how can we help keep the ocean from getting too warm?
Well, we can all do our part by making choices that protect our planet.
Like what?
Like using less energy, recycling, and keeping our beaches clean.
Those are all good ideas. So even if we don't live near the ocean, we can still help protect the corals.
Exactly. Every little bit helps.
Wow, I never knew that.
But hey, Noah and Naya's adventure isn't over yet.
Is there more?
You bet. Just when they thought it couldn't get any better, they saw something truly amazing.
What was it?
A giant manta ray glided right over their heads.
A manta ray?
Yeah. It was huge, with these giant wings that flapped so gracefully.
I've seen pictures of those.
They're incredible, aren't they? They kind of look like underwater kites.
They do, and this one was wider than their dad. It was swimming so peacefully, just gliding through the water.
Wow, I wish I could see a manta ray.
They really are something special. And you know what? Just watching it swim by must have been the most amazing experience.
I bet. What an adventure Noah and Naya are having.
They sure are, and their snorkeling trip isn't over yet.
Oh, what else do they see?
Well, they are getting pretty tired.
Yeah, all that swimming can wear you out.
It can. But even though their snorkeling trip had to come to an end, they carried all those amazing memories back with them.
Oh, I bet. Like souvenirs.
Exactly. And you know, it's funny. Even though they were leaving the ocean, the ocean wasn't leaving them.
What do you mean by that?
Well, they carried the ocean with them in their hearts.
Oh, I like that.
They remembered all the amazing things they saw, the colorful fish, the gentle sea turtle, that funny little clownfish hiding in the anemone.
And the giant manta ray.
Of course.
Yeah.
And even the bleached coral reminded them about how important it is to protect our ocean.
It's like even though they weren't in the water anymore, the ocean was still a part of them.
Exactly. And you know what? The ocean is a part of all of us.
Even if we don't live near it.
Even if we live far, far away.
How is that?
Well, the ocean connects us all.
Mm-hmm.
It's where rain comes from, and it helps keep our whole planet healthy.
I never thought about it like that.
It's true. The ocean is like Earth's big blue heart, and we need to take care of it.
So what can we do to help, even little kids like me?
Well, even the smallest actions can make a big difference.
Okay, like what?
You can help by using less plastic, recycling, and picking up trash whenever you see it.
I can do that. What else?
You can also learn more about the ocean and all the amazing creatures that live there.
Okay.
You can read books, watch documentaries, maybe even visit an aquarium.
Ooh, I love aquariums.
They're so cool, right? And when you learn about something, you start to care about it more. And when you care about something, you want to protect it.
That makes sense.
So by learning about the ocean, we can all become ocean heroes, just like Noah and Naya.
Wow. I want to be an ocean hero.
Me too. Every single one of us can make a difference.
That's awesome. So even though Noah and Naya's snorkeling adventure is over...
It is.
Our journey of learning about the ocean and how to protect it.
Uh-huh.
It's just beginning. Thanks for taking us on this deep dive.
My pleasure. And remember, the ocean is full of wonders just waiting to be explored.
So keep learning.
Keep exploring.
And keep protecting our beautiful blue planet.
See you next time, little adventurers.